Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The Super Bowl, America's largest and most popular unofficial holiday, will be played on Sunday, and as with all holidays, that means local law enforcement and the California Highway Patrol will team up to focus on traffic safety. The Humboldt County Avoid the 7 Anti-DUI Task Force will be out on local roads in an attempt to remove dangerous and impaired drivers from the roadways. DUI collisions are more likely to occur over the weekend, and when you combine some of the nation's most popular things, football, food, and beer, the danger of DUI rises considerably. The CHP will conduct a speed enforcement operation on Highway 101 along with DUI patrols. Don't get behind the wheel if you've been drinking. The president has given his annual State of the Union speech, the House has passed the Farm Bill, and North Coast Congressman Jared Huffman wants to hear what you think about those and other issues. Huffman will host a telephone town hall meeting tonight beginning at 7 p.m. Residents who wish to participate are required to sign up, and you can do so by going to Huffman's webpage. Huffman will discuss the State of the Union speech and take a look ahead at what can be done in Congress in 2014. Assemblymember Wesley Chesbro has announced that the Assembly Water Parks and Wildlife Committee will hold an informational hearing in Eureka on February 7th regarding water issues facing the North Coast. The committee will hear presentations from local community members along with representatives from the Hoopa, Karuk, and Yurok tribes regarding California's drought and its impacts on the region. Chesbro said in a statement, "We are fortunate to have an opportunity to hold a hearing like this in Humboldt County. Only a few of these hearings are scheduled around the state this year." The hearing begins at 10 a.m. in the Board of Supervisors chambers. Over the past few days, the County Drug Task Force, along with members of the Eureka Police Department's POP team, served search warrants at residences in the Alton and Humboldt Hill areas. On Tuesday, authorities searched three residences in the 4900 block of Old State Highway in Alton. They located a dismantled indoor marijuana grow operation and seized over 220 pounds of processed and packaged marijuana, along with approximately $17,000 in cash. 28-year-old Chanel Wolf Kelly was arrested and booked into jail on possession charges, but was later released. On Wednesday, agents and POP team members searched a residence at the end of Lee Lane in Humboldt Hill. They located another dismantled grow operation, along with over $15,000 in cash. Wolf Kelly was found at the scene along with two adult men, an unidentified suspect, and 31-year-old Jonah Greenfield. Wolf Kelly and the unidentified suspect were released, while Greenfield was arrested and booked into jail. The case remains under investigation. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies and detectives arrested a man wanted in connection with two homicides committed in Lake County. The officers received a tip that 19-year-old Dakota Velez may be at a residence near Hopland. When they arrived on scene, they stopped a vehicle being driven by Velez's mother. Velez was not in the vehicle, but they learned he was at a nearby residence. Multiple canine units, along with a strong police and sheriff presence, arrived on scene, surrounded the house, and waited until Velez surrendered. Velez was then arrested and turned over to detectives from Lake County. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Lawmakers from the local to the federal level are pleased that the House of Representatives passed a farm bill that maintains funding for rural counties through the Payments in Lieu of Taxes program. The Rural County Representatives of California, the RCRC, estimate that California will receive more than $40 million from the program. Locally, Humboldt County will see about $600,000 from the PILT program, money that goes to the general fund. The Farm Bill also keeps in place animal standard and food safety standards in the state egg industry and opens the way for the farming of industrial hemp. The bill now heads to the Senate. And St. Joseph Health has awarded over $135,000 in community grants to 10 local organizations as part of its annual Care for the Poor program. The grants are selected by the Community Benefits Committee at St. Joseph and Redwood Memorial Hospitals. The money will help fund programs designed to provide food for impoverished members of the community. One grant will also improve access to mental health resources for the Latino community. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.